Welcome to Masechta Shkalim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 2, Mishnah 5. This Mishnah builds on the previous Mishnah, Moisar Shkalim Chulin. Says the Mishnah, the case was where we had an individual that collected money to pay towards his half shekel, and he has extra money left over. The halacha is, that which is left over is Chulin. That means to say, he could use it for anything that he wants. It has no kedusha, no holiness. This was the opinion of Beis Hillel, previously in Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Says the Mishnah, Moisar Asir Saifa. If a person gathers money, saves money, he's a poor person, and he saves money for the tenth of an ephah of flour, which was brought for a sin offering for a person that was very poor, and he realizes that he has some money left over. Or, says the Mishnah, Moisar kinei zavim, kinei zavos, v'kinei yoldas. If a person was saving up money to bring two birds, that a zav, a person that was tamei, or a zav, a woman that's tamei, or a lettuce, a woman that has a child, after they become tar or pure, they bring a special carbon called a kinim. Let's say they collected money towards those karbanas and they realized that they had more than they needed. The chatois v'asham is similarly, if a person collected money towards a sin offering, they had extra left over, or an asham, a guilt offering, the money is left over. Maisreya nedava. All the aforementioned cases, the money that's left over is a nedava, which means to say it's donated to the Beis HaMikdash and they use it to purchase karban oilas, to purchase burnt offerings that they would bring whenever there was no sacrifices brought, which they never wanted to have them as beach. They never wanted to have the altar unoccupied, so they would use this extra money for that. Explains the Mishnah. Ze'akla, this is the rule of thumb. Kol shu bal l'shem chatal l'shem ashma. Anything that comes for any type of sin, for any type of guilt, maisra nedava, that which is left over, is used and donated to the Mizbeis HaMikdash to bring these oilas, these burnt offerings. Continues the Mishnah. Maisra oila l'oila. Let's say a person decided to collect money to bring a burnt offering and he has left over. He uses that towards another burnt offering. Moisar mincha l'mincha, if a person has leftover money that he'd been putting aside for a meal offering, a mincha, he buys another carbon mincha. Moisar shlamim shlamim, if a person has money left over for a peace offering, halach is he brings a peace offering. Moisar pesach, if a person has extra money left over from collecting towards bringing the paschal sacrifice, the lamb for the carbon pesach, la shlamim, that is brought as a peace offering. We learn it out in the Gemara Maseches Vachim from a pasuk. Moisar nezirim la nezirim. Leftover money that was collected towards the sacrifices of a nazir is a person that takes a vow to abstain from wine, not to become, not come in touch with dead bodies, etc., etc. So he collected money towards his end of and sacrifices at the end of his nazirus, and there's leftover. The Mishnah says that goes for karbanos, for sacrifices of other nazirim. Moiser nazir la nedava. A nazir that separated money towards his karbanos, the leftover money goes towards the mizbeach. Let's say they collected money for poor people. I don't know, to provide them with their basic needs, and the money's left over. So you use it for other poor people. Let's say we collected money for one particular poor person, and we collected more than we needed. We give that money, the additional money, to that poor person. Let's say we collect money to redeem captives, and there's left over. We use it to redeem other captives. So we put the money aside, and if there's another situation where captives need to be redeemed, we use it. But let's say we collected money for towards one particular person that was taken captive and we tried to redeem him and now we have money left over. Says the Mishnah, we give the leftover money to that captive once they're freed. If they collected money for the burial of a Mace Mitzvah, a person who has no one that could pay beyond their behalf, and there's money left over, it goes to pay for the burial of other poor people. But if we collect it for one particular person and there's money left over, the Yarshav, it goes to his inheritors. That's the opinion of the Tanakam, or the first opinion of the Mishnah. Rab Meir says, he says if there's money left over for the burial of one particular person, no one's allowed to use it. We put it aside until Eliyahu, Navi Elijah, the prophet, comes and tells us what to do with that money. Finally, Rab Nasan, Moisar Ameis, if there's extra over money left over towards the burial of a particular person, Ba'inunai Nefesh Al Kivrei, then we build a more honorable tombstone or more honorable memorial on top of his grave. Wishing you a beautiful day and a great upcoming week.